Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
Yes, I received a letter in the mail.
Okay, perfect. Do you have your 16-digit reservation code on you?
Yes. It's 2311
1601 0023 0023. Okay. 1700. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, and this is for Ollie Drake?
Yes.
Okay. Let me click into here. And what's the name of your company?
Drake Business.
Okay. And just in case we get disconnected, what's the best number to reach you back at?
270.
Okay.
903.
Okay.
0270.
0270. Okay. Sounds good. Perfect. So I do see it here. We have it was a pre-approved offer for equipment financing and working capital. I'm actually just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and I can answer any questions you might have.
Okay,
perfect. Is your DBA name also Ollie Drake Company?
Ollie Drake Fitness Center.
Oh, Business Center. Sorry, I did not hear that word. Okay, perfect. And what's the structure of your business? Are you a LLC, sole prop, corporation?
Yes, the LLC.
LLC, okay. Perfect. Give me 1 second. All right. Okay. And is your building address 302 East Main Street?
That's my home address, but that's not my gym is next door.
Oh, okay. What's the address for your business?
306.
Okay.
East Main Street. That's 306.
Ah, okay. So it's very close. It's right, literally right next door, like you said.
Yes, it is right next door. I bought it right next door.
Ah, okay. That's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So we have a whole bunch of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, I don't know what all the offers I have, but I'm hoping to. I have 200 plus members now.
Okay.
And I was wanting to maybe add on, just extend the wire. That was one thing.
I can't really hear you. It's a little static.
Oh, I was wanting to extend my building just a little bit wider.
Okay.
And maybe get some more equipment.
Okay.
You know.
Some gym equipment?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't know if I could use, if I wasn't qualified, if I could use part of it to go ahead and help me pay off the equipment that I got or pay it off.
Okay. Okay, so it sounds like you said you want to make the gym bigger and add on some equipment on top of it, basically.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah, because I'm well known for my fitness stuff, with fitness.
Yeah.
And plus, I got people that want to do yoga.
Uh-huh.
You know, here in this town, we got to go to Madisonville.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you're kind of adding like a multi-use room, too?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, nice. And
yeah.
Multi-use room. Okay. And do you already have a multi-use room, or is that going to be a completely add-on for you?
It'll be an add-on.
Okay. That'd be good. That's like one of the things I look for when I look for like a new gym is like a good big multi-use room. Okay. And then do you have any idea how much it's going to cost you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so how about the gym equipment? Do you know how much that's going to cost you?
The gym equipment. So I just bought new equipment.
Okay.
You know, I'm paying on it. But the other amount was around, I think we had $22,000.
Okay. It was $22,000 the last time you got it?
No. The equipment that I wanted to get.
Oh, okay.
I just bought new equipment. They were
$63,000.
Oh, wow. I didn't have room for the extra equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's really be beneficial. I just don't have the room.
Mm-hmm.
And that was around $23,000.
Oh, okay. So the ones you want to add on right now would be around $22,000,
$23,000. Yeah, I don't know the exact
set. Okay. No problem. And this is that going to be from the same vendor you bought the other equipment from?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. Okay. And these are all new machines, I'm guessing?
Brand new from the factory, yes.
Okay. And are they like, what kind of machines? Would it be like treadmills, cardio, or more like weightlift?
I got a station. What I want to buy, what I already have.
Oh, okay.
What I already have, or what I'm going to get?
What you want to buy?
Oh, okay. I want another treadmill.
Mhm.
And one more bike, you know, stationary bike.
Right.
And then some of the equipment is what they call Smith machines. You put free weights on them.
Okay.
You know, they're called Smith machines.
Oh, sure. Okay.
You put free weights on them.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Just those three things? Just these three, the treadmill, the bike, and the shred machine?
Yeah, those are just the cardio things.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just the cardio.
Okay. Would you be adding, you know, buying weights too and stuff like that? The other accessories?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Cool.
They're just the cardio, man. The Smith machines, they got mm-hmm. the chest press, the mm-hmm. fly, the bench, the calf raise machine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple
things here and there. Yeah, adds up. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So how soon were you looking to, you know, expand your gym and add all these things in?
Well, as soon as possible.
Okay.
But, you know, I already got it. You know, no thanks to some of the guys here, they're carpenters. And, you know, it'll help.
Okay.
And, you know, one of the contracts. That won't be their problem.
Mm-hmm. So do you already have the space inside the gym itself already, or do you have to add, like, an extra space in the back or something like that?
No, I got the space. No.
Oh, okay. It's just really the renovation of making it a multi-room.
Yes. It'll be added on. It's going to be 16 by 20, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And have you already, like, had, like, contractors come and estimate how much it might cost you, or, like, anyone lined up to do the job for you?
Well, I got a couple people lined up, but, no, they haven't given me an estimate.
Okay.
They just told me. So they're going to come in. They're going to come in a good deal.
Okay. Okay, sure. I'm trying to get the idea of, like, the gauge of, like, the timeline, because I don't want to, because once we approve you and you say you want the money, we deposit it right away, and, you know, the interest starts, you know, what we give you is how much, you know, we calculate the interest on how much we give you, so I don't want to give you money before, you know, you have everything in place, because it's not a good deal for you, but it sounds like you have, you know, people lined up, you already have a plan going, so we're in good shape then.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. So let's say this is like $90,000.
Mm-hmm.
What would my payment run a month?
All right, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on a couple of different factors, and I can give you like the solid numbers after I look at a couple of financials from you, like mm-hmm. how long the term's going to be, how much we can approve you for, and how much interest and what your payment's going to look like. Good thing is what I can do is, what was your gross annual sales like last year?
Well, Well, I just opened up December 1st.
Oh, you only opened December 1st. Okay. How is the last, how many months has it been? 6 months now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 6 months. How has the last 6 months been? Like, if you were to estimate, like, how, you know, like how much revenue you generate a month, what would you say?
It's right around $2,100, right around that.
So you said 200,000?
No. 2,100.
Oh, okay. Every month?
Yes.
Okay.
The average is right around that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Okay. Let's see.
The lowest one I had was like 1,600.
Okay, so it's around like 2,000, 3,000 or 4,000 every month, something like that.
No, more around 2,000.
More around 2,000. Okay, and then you said you added. How many members you have right now?
200.
Oh, that's pretty quick. You got 200.
Yes, like I said, I'm well known for my fitness, and you know, and people like that travel so far now.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so actually, now that I'm, you know, just looking at the sales itself, how are you, do you know if, you know, if any idea maybe you're tracking to do more later on this year, do you know?
Oh, yes, that's just it. I don't have the room to make more.
Mm.
See, because like if I can build on, I will make more.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, the space that I have now, can't put in that I want to. Some guys, they just like to live free weight.
Right. Yeah.
Free weight. So they still go to Madison.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Because
with our bank, our minimum like sales that we require is at least about 10,000 to 12,000 a month. So right now it doesn't look like we can do anything for you, but I can always check back with you later on.
This is a small business.
Right.
We're just small, you know, $10,000. Is this a rip-off thing?
Wait, sorry, what was that?
What small business makes clears $10,000 a month, a small business?
Actually, all of our one of my customers are all, like, around, like, 20,000, 30,000 a month. I have some customers that are, like, a couple hundred a month. But,
What kind of business is that?
Let me just think about one. Let me look at my list here. Hard to think of them on top of my head. They're, like, machine shops. Like metal machine shops, they make tools, things like that. I have one that's like a real estate management, dry cleaners, cabinet makers, loggers, like lumber people, eye care, mm-hmm. doctors, things like that, body shop. Just looking at the list right here. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we can... Uh-huh, sorry, what was that? Oh, I was going to say, we are, you know, our doors are still open, but, you know, I can check back with you maybe once a month just to see where you're at, and then, you know, if you have a